Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. Today I'll be talking about a lesser-known method for storing energy, the use of compressed air. Energy storage is not a new idea. We see it every day. I look out my window and I see a liquid propane tank in which chemical energy of the propane is being stored, ready to be released as heat of combustion in my furnace, kitchen range, and gas fireplace. My good friend has a big pile of wood stacked to burn up this winter. Here again, stored chemical energy. Hydroelectric dams store energy in the form of elevated water, which can be released and turn generators to make electricity. Electrical energy is generated under my car's hood and is used to charge a battery, which will store energy as chemical energy in the battery until it's needed as electricity for my car lights and other electrical gizmos. I charge up my cell phone battery when it's needed. Same idea. With alternative energy production becoming more popular, there's an increased need to find ways to store large amounts of energy for use later, especially for things like wind farms and solar arrays where the amount of energy produced at any one time is variable. I could go on with other examples, but I think it's time to get to the article I saw posted on American Laboratory/News on January 30th, 2019. Compressed air, energy storage evaluated for renewable energy production. There's a need for new processes that store energy reliably and inexpensively for months at a time, say researchers. A team from the University of Edinburgh used mathematical models to assess the potential of the process called compressed air energy storage. The scientists then predicted the UK's storage capacity by combining these estimates with a database of geological formations in the North Sea. They found that the porous rocks beneath the UK waters could store more than 1.5 times of the UK's typical electrical demand for January and February. Compressed air energy storage would work by storing electricity from renewables to power motor-driven air compressors. The air would be stored at high pressure in the pores found in the sandstone using deep wells drilled into the rock. During times of energy shortage, the pressurized air would be released from the well, powering turbines to make electricity that is fed to the grid. A similar process for storing air in deep salt caverns has been tried at sites in the US and Germany. Locating wells close to the sources of renewable energy, such as offshore wind turbines, would make the process more efficient and less costly, and reduce the amount of undersea cabling required. Well, I've got an air compressor in the garage, and I never really thought about the fact that when you compress air, you're giving it potential energy that can be used to expand a flat tire or blow dust off your power tools, or in this case, generate lots of energy. Guys at the University of Edinburgh are telling us that this idea looks good on paper. To be sure, there's a lot of work to be done to turn the ocean floors into a big container for compressed air, but it seems like the basic idea is pretty simple and could be done without having to invent a lot of new technology. I don't know what the chances are of this kind of a project ever being built, but I tip my hat to the Scottish engineers for working on ways to store energy in large amounts so we can better use the variable energy sources such as wind power and solar power. Well, here's a brief footnote. The University of Edinburgh was founded in 1583. It's one of the United Kingdom's top-rated universities, and they do not require you to wear a kilt. Thanks to American Laboratory for giving us permission to use this material. Until next time, goodbye.